And at the top of the news from around the world at this hour, the European Union is urging the main United Nations human rights body to debate sending an urgent assessment mission to Sudan's Darfur region. EU officials want the Human Rights Council to express grave concern over the human rights and humanitarian situation in Darfur during an emergency session later this month. Bloody conflict between mostly non-Arab rebels and Khartoum-backed tribal militia groups has escalated since a May peace deal aimed at ending a conflict that has killed as many as 300,000 people since 2003. Some 2.5 million persons have also been forced from their homes during the conflict, and as Sean Patrick Lovett reports, many remain in desperate need.
El Fasher is the capital of North Darfur. It's a dusty, bustling desert town and has become a magnet for people displaced by the conflict. Close to 200,000 people are crammed into three camps which surround the town. In the camp of Zamzam, there are some 45,000 internally displaced people in a settlement which is effectively an extension of the town. The people themselves are in a desperate state, totally dependent on food aid and too fearful to return home. One of the groups helping provide relief to those in the camps is the Sudan Social Development Organization, a partner of Christian Aid, which provides sanitation and health services. Chairman Dr. Mudawi Ibrahim Adam told us how children are the main victims of the conflict.
The majority of those who are displaced are children. Many of them are malnutrition. They need to be supported. They need to be fed. They need to go to schools. They are in most need. We are trying to make kindergartens. In some places, we actually made these kindergartens. We need to counsel them because they have been highly traumatized.
Mortality rates are high in the camps, especially during the winter months, when there's searing heat during the day and dramatically low temperatures at night. But the displaced victims of the conflict are adamant they will not return home until they feel sure they will no longer be attacked. In the meantime, while humanitarian groups try to make their lives more bearable, those in the camps must continue to sit and wait. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.